Test 17.
Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза, с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
There's still a problem with cars being stolen, but at least there are fewer burglaries. We see police officers on the streets around here much more often now, and I think that prevents a lot of crime. People who are thinking of robbing a house know that there's a much greater chance of being seen by police these days. The neighbours all agree that the officers have done a good job in bringing down the level of crime around here.
Speaker 2.
I've discussed it with the rest of the members of my family, and we all agree that we feel less safe than we used to. It seems like every time you pick up a newspaper, there's a report of a crime, and it wasn't like that 5 years ago. Then you could go out at any time of night or day and not have to worry. Things are different today, though.
Speaker 3.
According to the police, this is one of the worst areas in the city for crime. But what do you expect? People around here are very poor, and it's not surprising that some of them turn to crime. Personally, I would never steal anything, but some people in this neighbourhood have got nothing to lose. I'm not saying that what they do is right, but I can see why they do it.
Speaker 4.
I've got relatives who have been burgled or who have had their car stolen, and it's always the same story. The police listen to your statement and file a report, but they know, and you know, that there's very little chance of getting your things back. Mostly, they just give useless advice like, always lock your car. How does that help when the thieves just smash a window to get in?
Speaker 5.
Things were getting bad round here, so we decided to do something about it ourselves. It's called a neighbourhood watch scheme. The idea is that we keep an eye on each other's houses, and if we see anything suspicious, we call the police. That way, you can go out and know that someone in your area is watching your property for you. It's made a big difference, and the police are really impressed with the idea. Maybe other neighbourhoods should do the same.
Speaker 6.
There is crime round here, but I suppose crime exists in every neighbourhood and in every country. The thing you have to remember is to be careful. You should always lock your doors and your windows. If you have expensive electronic items like a TV or computer, turn it off at night so that people can't see the lights through the window. Just doing little things like that can make a big difference.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
There's still a problem with cars being stolen, but at least there are fewer burglaries. We see police officers on the streets around here much more often now, and I think that prevents a lot of crime. People who are thinking of robbing a house know that there's a much greater chance of being seen by police these days. The neighbours all agree that the officers have done a good job in bringing down the level of crime around here.
Speaker 2.
I've discussed it with the rest of the members of my family, and we all agree that we feel less safe than we used to. It seems like every time you pick up a newspaper, there's a report of a crime. And it wasn't like that 5 years ago. Then you could go out at any time of night or day and not have to worry. Things are different today, though.
Speaker 3.
According to the police, this is one of the worst areas in the city for crime. But what do you expect? People around here are very poor, and it's not surprising that some of them turn to crime. Personally, I would never steal anything, but some people in this neighbourhood have got nothing to lose. I'm not saying that what they do is right, but I can see why they do it.
Speaker 4.
I've got relatives who have been burgled or who have had their car stolen, and it's always the same story. The police listen to your statement and file a report, but they know, and you know, that there's very little chance of getting your things back. Mostly, they just give useless advice like, always lock your car. How does that help when the thieves just smash a window to get in?
Speaker 5.
Things were getting bad round here, so we decided to do something about it ourselves. It's called a neighbourhood watch scheme. The idea is that we keep an eye on each other's houses, and if we see anything suspicious, we call the police. That way, you can go out and know that someone in your area is watching your property for you. It's made a big difference, and the police are really impressed with the idea. Maybe other neighbourhoods should do the same.
Speaker 6.
There is crime round here, but I suppose crime exists in every neighbourhood and in every country. The thing you have to remember is to be careful. You should always lock your doors and your windows. If you have expensive electronic items like a TV or computer, turn it off at night so that people can't see the lights through the window. Just doing little things like that can make a big difference.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.